Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to each of you all tonight who have joined us on the broadcast. Tonight, we are excited about our special guest, Prophetess Yolandia Gibson. Amen, amen. Prophetess has come tonight to share with us regarding the Shamar School of Prophets that's now being launched in Richmond, Virginia. So this is going to present itself as a vital venue for those who want more knowledge about the prophetic, who are prophets indeed, who are gifted as the prophet or just want more information. So Prophetess Yolandia, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we're excited. Share with us regarding Shamar School of the Prophets being held. The class is now being held in Richmond, Virginia. Amen?
Amen. Yes, good evening to all of our listeners. Yes, we're super excited about the launching of our new Shamar School of the Prophets. We have another School of the Prophets, which is now in Manassas, Virginia. That's overseen by Prophetess Carol Simpson, who is the pastor of Kingdom Deliverance in Manassas, Virginia. And we're just extending what God has shown the visionary, which is actually Bishop Tyrone Smith of Maryland, and he's launching these other schools and these other branches so that we could fulfill the kingdom assignment. In Richmond, what we're doing is we're having a first informational session. And let me just preface this by, you don't have to be called to the office of the prophet. This is a class designed for men and women that desire to do the work of the ministry. So we're extending it out to open to the public, open to everyone. If you feel the call, because the Bible says that all of us are prophetic. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the ability to prophesy. So don't feel like you have to be called to the prophet, the office of the prophet. But what we want to do is to give this information, give this tool that people can be empowered in the body of Christ. People can be extend their knowledge about prophecy, because in 2016, Prophetess Burrell, the Lord told me that he was going to reestablish the prophets in our local churches. So what God has provided us is tools and resources in the form of these classes so that we can prepare the people for what God is doing in the earth. Just to give you a little bit information about Shamar, and it's not a term that we use on a daily basis, but Shamar is meaning is to guard or to look over, to monitor. So with the Shamar School of the Prophets, we are putting people in place and sending them back to the local churches that they may guard against what the enemy is trying to infiltrate in the church. So We're just excited about what God is doing through each school. We actually just have two new schools that's getting ready to open, one in Birmingham, Alabama, and the other one in New York. So total, and just to add, just got a notice just a couple of days ago, for those that are in the Fredericksburg area, I will also be extending these classes to the Fredericksburg as well as Richmond simultaneously.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. And I know currently there are several other training venues in this area specific to the prophet, the call of the prophet, the operating of the prophet. As you shared, this is not going to be just for those called to the office of the prophet, but you're allowing all to come in and gain insight and information regarding the prophets. Now, that you're going to do, what would be some of the topics you may cover in Chamar School of Prophets. For those who are coming as an introduction to the understanding of the prophets, what might be some of the things that you would cover in your courses that would tweak their insight and understanding of this office?
Well, Prophet Barbara, the very topic that we're going to discuss is how to hear the voice of God. Because in order to prophesy accurately, you have to know the voice of God. All of us, the greatest to the least, we contend with three voices: your voice, God's voice, and the voice of the enemy. So in the very first class, I'm going to teach you and train the people how to tune your ear to hear the voice of God. After that, the next class is going to be the basic principles of prophecy. Because what has been my experience is that tradition down through the years, people tend to shy away from prophecy because one or two things have happened. Either what's been spoken over their life never came to pass, or someone has told them something that has not been true. So within these classes, first of all, we want to give you the basic principles out of the Bible, biblical principles, to lay a foundation as to how and how prophecy is to be used, and what does the Bible have to say about prophecy and prophets.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good. That's good. That in and of itself needs to be taught everywhere. Amen. So I commend you on that foundational start, because it is definitely necessary, especially in this day and time, that people understand and know truth when they hear it, and hear God appropriately. Because like you said, often people will hear things that didn't come to pass or things that were not true. And sometimes a prophecy is misappropriated because, depending on how the wind blows, you might have heard it and looked at Sue, but it was for Sally sitting beside her. So you've got to be keen in your understanding and in your insight and in your ability to hear from God, not just in that prophetic flow, but when you're sitting at home on your bed and you need some direction, mm-hmm. amen, having that ear is going to be crucial, especially in the day and time that we live. Now, with the Chamar School of the Prophets, is there certifications that people can receive? Does it work towards any type of degree or anything of that nature, or is it merely informational for the growth of the kingdom?
Well, the Chamar School of the Prophets is accredited school, meaning that we're accredited through Chev, meaning that when you're done with this course, you can use this course as 3 college credits. You can put it on your transcript. You can take the information you've given. We will have a formal graduation. I graduated back in September of 2016. We're gonna have all the graduations at our Manassas location or Manassas campus. The bishop will come down, and he will begin to speak over the students. He will anoint you. We will have the whole 9 yards. You can invite your friends and your family to your graduation. We're going to present you with a certificate. And for those that are actually called to the office, as a part of the service, Bishop Tyrone Smith, he does the Presbyterian part of the service, where he would actually affirm you into the office. However, let me preface this, because I don't want to be any misconception. Just because you're taking this course doesn't mean that you are a prophet.
Amen.
I just want to put that disclaimer in there, because it's been my experience that they think that, now that I'm taking this class, now you're a prophet. No. What we wanted to do is provide you with the information. However, if the Lord is calling you to the office of the prophet, let me just also say this. Whoever your leader is, whoever your pastor, whoever's your shepherd, must recognize the gift And there will be forms that you actually have to fill out. Your pastor, your leaders have to fill out, and you have to bring it back signed to me to let me know that this person has been set apart for the office.
Amen.
So there's some little preliminaries in there, you know, that we have to address, because I've seen it where people, you know, I don't want nobody to get upset because I took this class and I'm not a prophet, but that's, I just need to make that known to those that are coming. But yes, this information, these classes, and let me just also say, you have to commit to once a month. We only meet once a month for 1 year. For some, it's a sacrifice. For some people, it's not a sacrifice. For me, when I took the class, I had to drive 2 hours one way and 2 hours coming back once a month, because whatever God has for you, it's going to require sometime you sacrificing and investing in your gift, investing in what God has called you to do. You know, too many people want it easy, but one thing I will never stop saying, God doesn't give easy assignments to those people that he's called. Sometimes it's going to cause you to sacrifice, to stretch yourself, to go beyond what you are accustomed to get what God has for you. But I'm going to tell you, the reward and the payoff is great. I'm going to tell you, I am a witness to that.
Amen. As much is given, much is required. Amen.
Amen.
So for this school, for the 12 months of training and instruction, is there a charge for these courses?
Yes, this is a two-part class, a two-module class. Each class is $125 per class. We ask that when you come to the informational session, there's a $25 application fee that goes towards your balance of the $125. And also, we have installments. I'm not naive to the fact that some people, you know, $125 may not be anything, but for some people, it could be a struggle. So we have payment options set up where you could pay in installments. So we try to make it as easy and as affordable as possible.
Amen. Amen. So where will these classes be held? Here in the Richmond area, Prophetess Gibson?
In Richmond, it's going to be at the new U Wellness Center at 1606 Ownby Drive, which is directly behind the Redskins training camp. Depending on which way you're coming from, you also can come. It's right off of Broad Street. You can turn right there by DMV, the huge DMV. But the address is 1606 Ownby Lane, Richmond, Virginia.
And when's your informational session being held?
It'll be next Saturday, January the 21st at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 until 12. The class is only 2 hours once a month.
Amen. Amen. And it'll be held the same day and same time each month,
third Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But if there's any additional, if they have questions or any additional concerns, you can always send your request to our email, which is Shamar, Richmond, RICHMOND at hotmail.com.
Amen.
Or they can look me up on Facebook, Yolandia Gibson. You can search for my name, and you can inbox me, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that they may have about the school, what we have to offer, and, you know, things of that nature.
Amen. Amen. It sounds like it'll be a great treasure for the body of Christ, and something that will help the body grow, not just the prophet, but the body at large, to gain insight and understanding, so that when God begins to flow and you see the rising up of the prophets and apostolic pushes in a house that looked just Baptist, don't get scared and run. You came to class and you understand. You understand what God is doing. And it's a necessary thing. I think that this will aid those, especially who are not familiar and in an atmosphere, a prophetic atmosphere, often a great mm-hmm. tool for you to aid you in growth, so that when you go to places and there is the prophetic flow, you don't start getting all uptight and tense because you don't understand. you know what happens. You go into a place, and we ain't used to that. We don't do that. But this is all
we don't do that
of God's plan. Yeah, we don't do that here. But the prophet is a part of the fivefold, and that's what God established for the mm-hmm. for the body of Christ, that the body of Christ would be enriched and empowered. So we're grateful to God tonight for you coming and sharing with us, Prophetess Yolandia, concerning the Shamar School of Prophets now being launched in Richmond, Virginia. They will have their informational session on next Saturday, January 21st, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on B Lane. Give me that address again. Amen.
It's 1606 on B Lane.
Amen. It's 1606 on B Lane in Richmond, Virginia. This is a small investment.
And Prophetess, if I can just interject for just a second, to go back to what you were saying, that's so key, is because I think the body of Christ has become immune to what they've been accustomed to. You know, tradition and religion is killing our local body of assembly of body. We always do it this way, or we always have to do. But my thing, and what God has instructed me, and the mandate that God has called me to do, is to bring light to those dark areas that we have kind of shunned away from. You know, I mean, it's just, and I can only speak for myself, it's been my experience that in certain denominations or certain bodies mm-hmm. of believers, mm-hmm. the prophet mm-hmm. is being shunned, and they're being shut up. But God said, I'm about to speak into the mouth of the prophet, because the prophet is the one that points the church in the direction that God would have it to go. That's why if you look at the fivefold, the prophet is the index finger, the one that does the pointing. While the others mm-hmm. have their own unique function, the prophet is to point the church in the right direction. And if throughout the scriptures, throughout Old Testament, you can see that God used the prophets. There are two types of people that God used in the Bible, in the Old Testament specifically. He used the prophets and he used the judges. You know, he mm-hmm. used the prophets to speak. He spoke through the prophets to get the message over to Israel. You know, when they were doing whatever mm-hmm. it is that they mm-hmm. wanted to, God put a word in the mouth of the prophet to tell the people, look, this is what I'm trying to do for you. You're my people. I still love you, but you need to adhere to what my word has decreed and declared. God is now, he is reestablishing the office of the prophet, because he's trying to get us to a place where we're going back to the basics. He ain't created nothing new. He uh-uh. ain't created. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same old thing. Repent, repent, repent. You know, love me, serve me, sacrifice. But we become accustomed to what we're comfortable with, and we want to want God to put his stamp of approval on it, when really, you know what, God values sacrifice. I believe, and this is just my belief, God put he values sacrifice, and it's not enough of us that's willing to live a sacrificial life for him.
Yeah, and so, please hear her. When she says sacrifice, that sacrifice is the sacrifice of obedience. When you feel like mm-hmm. it and don't feel like it, because then somebody will turn around and say, well, the word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Understand that when she's saying God wants a sacrifice, he wants the sacrifice of our obedience. He wants the sacrifice of our yielding our will to him, the sacrifice of heeding to his commandments, because he said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. So the sacrifice that he's looking for from us is that you put yourself aside and pick up who I am, not I, but mm-hmm. Christ that lives in me.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And it's not enough of us doing that. It's really not. I mean, you know, what I'm seeing a lot of, and God has been showing me even before this new year came in, you know, there's a lot of people that have titles and they want the title, but they don't want to do the work. This thing is going to take effort on your part. And we say, well, I'm just going to believe God. Okay, that's all good and well, but what is it? What is it that you, on a daily basis, that you can give back to him? He's already given us his best. You know, he gave us his only begotten son. But what is it about your life that you can, on a daily basis, give back to God? Sacrifice your time, your treasure, and your talent. Those are the three key areas that God focused on. Give him your time, your time with him spent in his presence. Your treasure, that means giving to him. And sometimes you may have to give when it hurts sacrificially. And your talent, the gift that God has put on the inside of you before you were even formed yet in your mother's womb. That thing that he called you to, you know. But there are so many people that want the title, but they just don't want to put in the work. And I don't understand. But God is bringing revelation. And that's one of the roles of the prophet, is to bring revelation to what God Amen. Is saying to the people, because sometimes we could be so blinded by our circumstances and what we're going through and what's going on in a job and what's going on in the church. But mm-hmm. God has put mm-hmm. a special anointing on the prophet that he downloads revelation into the belly of the prophet that he may speak what God speaks. And when he tells you to speak, and that's another thing I'm going to train those that come to the class, is to know when to say what God is. Because every time God speaks to you, it's not the opportune time for you to speak. You need to pray, God, Amen. You've given me this word. Now give me the timing, season my words, but give me the opportunity, speak what you told me to speak when he tells you to speak. Because everything ain't to be released as soon as you receive Amen. That word.
Amen. 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 Because you have to be able to discern whether this is for me or is this for somebody
yeah.
else.
right.
Yeah. Amen.
So sometimes God Amen. Will speak to you about you when you think that
about
all he's
you.
Doing is speaking to you to tell somebody else.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
You have to be trained. You have to train your spirit. And that's one of the classes I want to help you train your spirit to be in tune to what God, to the heartbeat of God. To the mouth of
Amen.
God, because our spirits are in so many different places, and it's all over the place. But you need to have you need to have your spirit trained to the point where you know what, that's God speaking, and guess what, that word is for me. That ain't for Sally. That
Amen.
Ain't for Sue. That word right there, that's for me. I received that word for myself. And then also one of the other class, I can't remember exactly which module it is to also know that there are different realms of the heavens. There, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can prophesy from your flesh. That's the spirit of realm of divination.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get the word diva.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like people
mm-hmm.
calling me diva because I'm not a diva because that's the root
Amen.
Word of divination. I
divination.
Did my research
mm-hmm.
on that one, and I have to correct
Amen.
People all the time. Not right there, you know. And that's just a part
Amen.
Of teaching and training. And Prophetess Simpson, she taught us that. She poured out herself in these classes, and that's what I wanted. I want to pour out what God has given me so that you can know, because I'm going to tell you, what's killing people is not lack of money, it's lack of knowledge. The Bible says my
mm-hmm.
people perish lack of knowledge.
Lack
people
of...
ain't dying because they don't have enough money, because you do have enough money, and you're probably not
mm-hmm.
spending it right, but people are dying
Amen.
In sitting in churches because they don't have the right information.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I'm
and
telling you, I can preach that.
And life and death is in the power
again.
Of the tongue. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank God for you. We thank God for you coming on tonight and sharing this with us. It's evident that you have a passion for the equipping of the saints. Amen. To help us to be what it is God would desire us to be in this hour. And that is truly to be equipped, to be able to acknowledge, understand, and flow in a prophetic move. So we thank you, Prophetess Gibson, for sharing, again, regarding Shamar School of the Prophets that is being launched here in Richmond, Virginia. Their informational session will be held next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m., from 10 o'clock a.m. until 12 noon. There'll be 12 classes, one held each Saturday, the third Saturday of each month, again, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. These classes are incorporating two separate modules, and the course cost is a mere $125 per course, and they offer a payment plan. So, God, we thank you for that. If you want more information, as she stated, you could email at shamarrichmond@hotmail.com. You can find Prophetess Yolanda Gibson on Facebook, and she said she will gladly address any questions or concerns you may have about this curriculum. Amen. Again, Prophetess, amen. Thank you so much for your time. Listeners, if you're in the Richmond area tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m., all roads lead to 3630 Williamsburg Road, where Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship resides. The Empowerment Place is hosting I Know Who I Am. This is something that's been in my belly for several years, and I didn't even realize how long I had been carrying it. But on tomorrow, God will allow that to be released through the gifts of Apostle Cynthia Brooks Johnson, Prophet Rodney D. Vini, and Minister Tia G. Moore. There will be a preached word, there will be a taught word, and there will be impartation into the spirits of those who come with an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. There is no registration for this event on tomorrow. Say amen, somebody.
Amen,
somebody. We are not charging. We are not taxing anyone with a registration fee, because we don't want that to be the excuse as to why you don't show up. So we want you to come. But when you do come, we ask that you bring your best seed. My husband and I, Elder Benny, have taken care of cost for the ministry as long as it's been in inception. But we're trusting God. We trust and taken care of, because we're doing what God said to. So we invite you again, amen, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. to Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, where the Empowerment Place will be hosting I Know Who I Am, and our guest that will deliver the word, again, Apostle Cynthia Brooks Johnson, Prophet Rodney D. Vini, and Minister Tia G. Moore. Until Sunday, amen. We, as always, encourage each of you throughout your day, do something to empower yourself. But after you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. We love you. Prophetess Yolanda, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. And we say good night. God bless. Until next time.
God bless.